Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
What brings you a sense of joy? It could be the sensational aroma of that freshly brewed cup of morning coffee. It could be recalling an old, much-loved memory or a friend's kindness just at the right time in your life. Well, a new book, Micro Joys, has started a conversation around the value of these little moments of light and warmth and the benefits for both our physical and mental health. Here to tell us how we can harness more joy from these micro joys in our lives, we're joined by Jolanta Burke, who's a chartered psychologist and a senior lecturer, no less, at the Centre for Positive Health Sciences in the RCSI. Jolanta, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, explain to me, they're coming in their droves, I can tell you, 51551. But explain to me from the perspective of Jolanta Burke, what is a micro joy?
Well, first of all, joy is a very different emotion to happiness or some of the other positive emotions, because it's this pleasant and often quite intense emotion which occurs when we are in a safe and secure environment. And it also causes this incredible warm glow that emerges from the center of our body and moves out upwards. And we do have actually a lot of research showing that as being a very different kind of an emotion. So we often experience it when we experience also the sense of wonder or amazement about something. So some of the examples you have given are actually examples like this. So they are these small examples of joy, like walking out maybe early in the morning when everybody's asleep and listening to the birds singing. How amazing is this? So this really fills you up with this warm feeling and makes you feel really good. And the great thing is that it also has a lot of health benefits.
Yeah, but I wonder, how is it as gone as quickly as you move on? So, for example, you walk outside the door. It's a beautiful early Sunday morning. You could hear the birds tweet, tweet.
Yeah.
And then you can hear the car zooms by and then the joy is gone.
I know. All of the positive emotions are fleeting because they're emotions. They always go away as quickly as they come.
How do you hold on to them, Jolanta?
I mean, you could try and re-experience them. So maybe creates a situation when you experience a lot of these micro joyous moments. So that could be sometimes by planning, although joy doesn't really like planning. It just happens automatically.
So you can't look for joy, can you?
Well, you
so when
can,
the car zooms by and you're looking, where are the birds? Where, focus on the birds again. It doesn't happen like that, does it not?
The car would definitely break the spell. But I still think that there are some long-term benefits. We have more and more research showing that there are a lot of long-term benefits associated with positive emotions. Even though they're fleeting, the accumulative effect of positive emotions is working for us. It builds resources, psychological, emotional, intellectual resources that help us live a good life.
Okay.
So even though those emotions are fleeting, you know, they're still somewhere within us and they create more capacity for experiencing these emotions. The more we experience them, the easier it becomes to experience them.
Yeah, let me read you some texts, Jolanta.
Uh-huh.
I think the examples are really good. To 51551, I work as an SNA and meeting the kids every day is my micro joy. And that is a beautiful message. Another, getting home from work and the kids' homework is complete. It doesn't happen very often, says a listener. My micro joy is scrambled eggs with a bit of grated cheddar on toasted buttery rye bread. I look forward to it as soon as I wake up. It makes me so bloody happy, says this listener. Here's a text from Pat. Here's a question, Jolanta. Is micro joy basically the same as hygge? You know the Danish hygge, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Oh, yeah, hygge. Yeah, I suppose it's just, yeah. I'm not extremely familiar with it. I've just heard it from the popular. I've read a couple of articles about it, but it sounds like it. But I think that joy is a little bit more. The second, so the first and the second example that your colors have given. So seeing, maybe working with students, with kids. You see, very often when you experience joy, your smile reaches your eyes. You know the way the Pan-American smile where you just smile and nothing is happening with your eyes. Your eyes could be actually really cold. Well, it's very different with joy. When you're joyous, your smile goes up to your eyes. They're lit up and you can see somebody experiencing joy. So I imagine this person who's working with kids actually experiences frequently. And the other one, when you walk home after work and you see your kids having done their homework, very often what research is showing us is that when we experience joy, there's a sense of accomplishment. It's like somebody's exceeding your expectation. Mm-hmm. So this is a great example of it. So there is a big difference between that and, for example, experiencing pleasure of eating something or smelling something. Although that could also cause joy. It all depends on our attitude towards it.
Do you have, there's more coming in here. Do you have a micro joy that you kind of rely on every day?
Would you believe that when your researcher rang me this afternoon, I actually couldn't answer the phone because I was watching my little boy for the first time swimming. He was actually doing
his swimming. Wow, that's a big joy.
Oh my God, I smiled. I think my eyes were lit up the whole time. I was just so happy and joyous, and it was lasting forever, and nothing was able to stop it, not even other children splashing. So yes, this was my joy for the day.
Well, that's a theme coming true in the text. Certainly people's children and grandchildren, children and grandchildren, gives them joy. I had a great micro joy today, says Anne by text. I bumped into a friend that I hadn't seen for 40 years. Magic. Wow. I've been smiling all day. I suppose it depends on the friend, Anne, who you bumped into maybe.
The
candle, Yolanda, listen to this one. The candle burning evenly. Now, is there something wrong with that person?
No, it's a perfect example of joy. Oh, I get it completely. Because it is that amazement, it's transcendence, it's something beyond natural. Oh, well, it is natural, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's really transcending and warm and intense emotion that we get out of it. So I get it.
I'll leave you with this one, right? There's definitely something wrong with this person. This brings joy to this person. My belt, perfectly tight. Not too tight, but not so loose that my trousers are falling down a little.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you? Okay, micro joy. It is a thing. 51551 for your examples. Yolanta Burke, you bring us micro joy. Yolanta Burke, there's no question about a chartered psychologist and senior lecturer at the Centre for Positive Health Sciences at the RCSI. That title brings me joy, I can tell you. Thank you very much indeed.